Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
It's truly wonderful that the WCCC we can see each other again.
我们能够在西岸的追求聚会啊，再见面是非常的美好。
And let's read a few scriptures to start with.
让我们读两处的经文。
First one is Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
第一处是在腓立比书第三章第八节到第十节。
Let's just read verse 10.
让我们只读第十节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Now here, the theme of the conference, as we know, is toThat we may know him.
这一次我们特会的主题是使我认识基督。
And the particular topic that brothers assigned to me is in this verse 10. To know the fellowship of his suffering.
弟兄们安排我这一次要交通的题目乃是从第十节出来的，晓得和他一同受苦。
And let's read another place, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6.
我们再读另一处的经文，在创世纪第六章第五、第六节。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Now I want to underline this. He, our God, was grieved in his heart.
在这里我要着重的说，他就是我们的神，他的心中忧伤。
And the third place we'd like to read is Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
第三处我们要读的是马太福音第二十章第二十八节。
Oh, I see. Yeah. This is Lord Jesus saying.
在这里主耶稣说
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
I'd like to underline here, give his life a ransom for many.
在这里我们要着重的说到并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So here our Lord Jesus says, I come to suffer.
这里主耶稣告诉我们他来就是受苦。
To give his life a ransom for many.
要为许多人的赎价舍命。
Now the last place we'd like to read is Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
最后一处我们读罗马书第八章第十七节。
This is Apostle Paul speaking.
这是使徒保罗他说的话。
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed,We suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣， 和基督同作后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So here Apostle Paul encourages us that if we suffer with him, that we also will be glorified together with him.
在这里使徒保罗鼓舞我们说，若我们与他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Let's bow our head and have a word.
让我们低头在主面前有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we can gather here before you.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们一同聚在你的面前。
And Lord, we have read your word.
主啊，我们已经读了你的话语。
Yes, Lord, since the very, very beginning, your heart heavy and it was pain.
主啊，在人类历史一开始的时候，你的心就忧伤痛苦。
And the Lord, we thank you so much because you love your people.
主啊，我们实在要感谢你，因为你爱你的百姓。
And you have a glorious purpose for them.
因为你为着你的百姓有荣耀的心意。
And Lord, we also thank you that over the ages there are people who knew your heart.
主啊，我们也感谢你，在历世历代以来，有许多的人他们明白你的心意。
They knew your pain.
他们也感觉到你的痛苦。
And then they want to suffer with you.
所以他们愿意与你一同受苦。
They became such a blessing to all of us.
他们就成为我们众人的祝福。
So Lord, we pray that this morning you open our heart.
主啊，所以今天早晨我们在你面前祷告，求你开我们的心。
Yes, that we can feel your heart, we can feel the pain in your heart.
好叫我们能够感觉你的心意，也感觉在你心中的忧伤和痛苦。
Yeah, we can be encouraged by your heart and your mind toward us.
所以我们能够被你向着我们的心意，我们受感动。
The Lord, that we can rise up and really follow you.
主啊，好叫我们能够起来真正的跟从你。
And really be your friend.
我们真做你的朋友。
And really know you.
我们真正的认识。
And we can really suffer with you as well.
主啊，我们也同样的愿意与你一同受苦。
So Lord, be with us this morning.
所以主啊，今天早晨愿你与我们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, dear brothers and sisters, this Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 is when Apostle Paul wrote when he already served the Lord.For about 30 years.
使徒保罗写腓立比书第三章的时候呢，他大概已经服侍了30年。
And yet he said that I may know him.
但是他仍然说使我认识基督。
And as if that he didn't know the Lord enough.
好像他对主的认识并不足够。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus through Apostle Paul is a source of life and a source of revelation, which is inexhaustible.
弟兄姊妹们，主给使徒保罗的乃是生命的源头，生命的启示，是他一生要追求的。
Right. As our brother said yesterday,
像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说的，
it's not a matter of only to know, but also to know.With life experience.
不仅仅是我们悟性头脑上知道它，乃是从我们生命的经历中我们认识它。
So, to Apostle Paul, the Christ Jesus is ever new.
所以对使徒保罗来说，耶稣基督每天都是新的。
And ever fresh.
永远都是新鲜的。
And ever necessary.
并且是永远都是必须的。
Whether the first day he served the Lord,And until the 30th year that he served the Lord.
不论是他侍奉主的第一天开始，直到30年之后，他仍然在侍奉主。
Christ Jesus was necessary for him.
对保罗而言，耶稣基督乃是必要的。
And it's ever new.
对他来讲，主耶稣永远是新的。
It's not enough for him to feel that I have known him 30 years.
即便他有30年的认识主，但是对他来讲仍然是不足够的。
And then this matter of fellowship with his suffering.
这一个与他一同受苦这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, it's a, I, when I was thinking about this, I was wondering why he put this sentence there.
我读到这里的时候，我稀奇，为什么他要这样说呢？
You know, to know the Lord, there are many aspects of it. Why did he say that I want to know the fellowship of his son?
我们已经在各方各面认识了基督，为什么他在这里还要说要认识他的受苦呢？
Yeah. And then this chapter 3 verse 10, you have two very active things. One is to know the power of his resurrection.
在第三章第十节里面有两件非常重要的事，第一个就是晓得他复活的大能。
Yeah, and the other is to know the fellowship of his suffering.
并第二件事情呢是晓得和他苦难中有交通。
Yeah, so I was wondering why he emphasized this thing, fellowship with his suffering.
我就稀奇为什么他要强调这个在他的苦难中与他一同交通呢？
So I hope that the brothers and sisters, I mean, this is the suffering of Christ is important to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我盼望大家能够看见，对保罗而言，与主耶稣一同受苦是非常重要的。
And I think, brothers and sisters, if we also feel it, we also feel the suffering of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你我感觉到主耶稣的受苦。
The song that we sang this morning.
今天早晨我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌。
There's a part which says that God's heart is heavy in pain.
中间第一节讲到神的心是沉重而且痛苦的。
So brothers and sisters, if we can feel that.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们能感觉这个感觉。
If we can really understand that.
如果我们真的明白。
And then we actually also understand.That is important to us.
那么我们也开始会领会，这对我而言也是非常重要的。
And then we started to be willing to suffer with him a little.
然后我们才会开始愿意与主耶稣一同受苦。
Dear brothers and sisters, when that happened, then actually a door is open.
弟兄姊妹们，当那个出现在你我身上的时候，对我们而言就有一扇门打开了。
Now we are from that point on, we are willing to really open ourselves to the Lord.
从那一点开始，我们才真正的向着主敞开我们的自己。
We can really be His friend.
我们才能真正的做他的朋友。
We can really know Him.
我们才能真正的认识。
We can really let Him know us.
我们才真正的让他来认识我们。
And just as God said about Abraham, He's my friend.
正好像神怎样称呼亚伯拉罕，他说他是我的朋友。
So dear brothers and sisters, may we have an open heart toward the Lord this morning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，但愿今天早晨我们每一个人的心向着主都是打开的。
Now this matter of fellowship, and the Apostle Paul says that I want to know the fellowship of his suffering.
使徒保罗在这里所说到的交通于他的苦难这件事情。
And he didn't just say, I want to know his suffering. He said, I want to the fellowship with his suffering.
他不是仅仅说到我要知道他如何受苦，而是说我要交通于他的苦难。
Now that fellowship with his suffering means more than just to know.
这一个交通于他的苦难呢，好像更多过于仅仅的知道他。
It means that I really understand it.
它的意义呢，是我真正的明白了，领会了。
Now I also know that that is important to him, and that is important to me.
我盼望呢，这一件事情不仅是对主是重要的，对我而言也是重要的。
Yeah. And also he feels that I want to be part of it.
而且他感觉到我必须和他一同有份。
Brothers and sisters, the way Apostle Paul used this word fellowship, it's in Greek is koinonia.
弟兄姊妹们，使徒保罗用到的这个字交通在希腊文是 koinonia。
It's actually pretty deep.
那这个字呢有相当深的意义。
You know, for example, just in the Philippians, Apostle Paul says, the fellowship, you know, we are together fellowship in the gospel.
在腓立比书里面，保罗一开头就讲到交通于他的福音。
Yeah, the Chinese translation is wonderful. It says, same heart and same mind with the gospel.
在中文翻译里面是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Yeah, this fellowship is 同心合意, meaning one heart, one mind.
这一个交通乃是同一个心意，同一个意念。
It's all of us one heart and one mind for the gospel.
我们所有的人为着福音是同一个心意，同一个意念。
And of course, we are one heart and one mind. We all understand the importance of the gospel.
当然，我们为着福音呢，我们能够同心合意的兴旺它。
So that means we all understand, we all know gospel.
啊，那个什么意思呢？就是我们都明白福音。它里面的内容和意义。
And actually, we also love gospel.
并且我们爱慕这个福音。
And they actually we do together.
所以他们就一同来努力。
Yeah. Now another place in the Philippians that Apostle Paul used this word of fellowship is fellowship with the Spirit. This is chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章另外一处讲到，使徒保罗说交通于在同一个灵里面。
圣灵的交通。Yeah, that means that that we and the Holy Spirit, there's no separation.
我们和圣灵之间是没有间隔的。
Yeah, in essence, it's one heart, one mind with the Holy Spirit.
实际上就是我们与圣灵是同一个心意，同一个意念。
Now another place is, for example, is the 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
另外一处是哥林多前书第十章。
It talks about, Apostle Paul talks about when we come together, break bread and have the cup.
那里使徒保罗讲到我们聚在一起来擘饼喝杯。
And the word he used is koinonia, fellowship.
在那里使徒保罗用到的字就是 koinonia, 就是交通的意思。
That means we are one heart, one mind with Lord Jesus.
那乃是说我们与主耶稣基督是同一个心，同一个意念。
In his flesh, in his cup.
我们交通于他的肉，交通于他所立约的杯。
And also we all together.
我们都聚在一起。
And when we break bread, we break bread together.
我们一同擘饼喝杯。
So this is the way Apostle Paul used the word fellowship.
这是使徒保罗他用到交通这个字的方式。
And this is the way he described this thing called fellowship with his suffering.
在这里保罗同样的用到与他的苦难我们有交通。
So, brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，我们盼望明白它的意义。
That means that, that I want to know his suffering.
它的意思呢是，我要明白，我要体会他所受的苦。
And I want to know why that suffering is so important to him, and I also want to know why that suffering ought to be important to me.
我要知道这个受苦对他来讲是如何的重要，对我来讲也是何等的重要。
And also, I want to be part of it.
并且我愿意在这个苦难中一同有份。
So this is the way Apostle Paul brought up this matter.
这是使徒保罗说到这件事的他的感觉。
Yeah, so, brothers and sisters, you know, we have three sessions.
弟兄姊妹们，这一次我们关于这个题目有三次。
So the first time I would like to share with brothers and sisters is God's spring in the Old Testament.
第一堂我要和弟兄姊妹交通，在旧约里面，神为我们受苦。
And also those who suffer with the Lord.
并且在旧约时代那些与神一同受苦的人。
And the second session we would like to share on Christ's suffering and those who suffer with him.
第二堂我们要交通到基督的苦难和那些与基督一同受苦的人。
And the third session is us. How do we fellowship with his suffering?
第三堂是关乎我们如何来交通于他的苦难。
Now in particular, Apostle Paul, he, in his heart, there's a line of thought.
在使徒保罗的心里面，我们感觉到他特别对这件事有一贯的连串的思想。
So the idea is he wants us to be sons, and then he wants to suffer with the Lord, and then he wants to be glorified with the Lord.
第一件我们看见他愿意认识神的儿子，与他一同受苦，并且认识他的荣耀。
And actually be a part of it.
是实际上他要一同有份。
He wants us to beActually, sons, no longer children, but sons.
他实际上是渴望不仅做神的儿女，而成为神的儿子。
And then also, be heirs. And heirs means inheritor.
而且他愿意呢，做承受产业的后嗣。
And then to suffer with the Lord, and then finally be glorified with him.
然后他愿意呢，与他一同受苦，好叫我们与他一同得荣耀。
So, one thing I want to say at the very beginning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，在一开头的时候，我要和大家说。
The key is not to suffer, just to suffer, but to suffer with the Lord.
这一次的主题不仅仅是受苦而已，而是与主一同受苦。
Yeah, I mean, just suffer itself is a, you don't know, really know, I mean, what that really means.
为自己或者受苦的本身，我们根本不知道它的意义和它的价值。
But the word of God says to suffer with him.
但是主的话告诉我们说，我要与他一同受苦。
So it's a wonderful thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个奇妙的事情。
And then there is a pathway. There is a way to go.
在这里呢，这主的话给我们看，指出一条道路是我们可以走的。
And, right. It's not just you suffer by yourself. We suffer with the Lord.
不是你孤单一个人的自己去受苦，而是与主一同受苦。
In Old Testament time,
在旧约时代
，In the New Testament time,
到了新约时代
，In present day,
甚至到现在。
So this is our burden this time.
这是
burden.
哦，这是我这一次的负担。
Yeah. And okay, let's come to the Old Testament.
让我们一同来思想旧约。
Now, can I have light?
好不好？请打出第一个。投影片
Yeah. Hey, brother and sister, the reason I write slide is because I may forget.
弟兄姊妹们，我用这个投影片的原因呢，是免得我自己忘记。
So at least your brothers and sisters know that what I'm trying to say.
我相信弟兄姊妹们明白我想要说什么。
Yeah. So, you know, when we look at the Old Testament time,
如果我们看旧约时代
，God's heart is pain.
神心中痛苦。
And what's the reason of his pain?
为什么神有这样的痛苦
？It is sometimes we blame Satan.
有的时候我们呢怪撒旦。
And sometimes we blame a lot of other things.
很多时候我们怪其他的事情。
But you find God's heart pain.
但是我们看见一件事情，神的心在受苦。
It's pain because he loves his people.
为什么他受苦呢？因为他爱他的百姓。
And he loves his people, not only love them, but also have a glorious purpose for them.
他不仅爱他们，并且为着他们有一个荣耀的旨意和目的。
The trouble is, his people sometimes turn their back toward him.
但是我们的难处乃是他的百姓们许多时候呢背对着神。
And for various reasons.
是为着不同的原因。
And then, if God just say, forget it, I'll find some other people. And then he will not have to be painful.
如果神碰见这件事情，神说呢，算了吧，我不要你们了，我再找另外一班。
But the wonder is, God never give you up, never give me up.
但是很稀奇的，神从来没有放弃他们，更没有放弃我们。
Because we are his children.
他爱他的儿女。
You know, he suffered because he wants to restore his people.
他爱他的儿女们。
He wants to restore them.
他希望恢复他们。
You know, so this is our wonderful God.
这是我们奇妙的神。
And our under wonderful Father in heaven.
这是我们奇妙的天父。
Yeah, I would just like to read, look at four places in the gospel, in the Old Testament.
我只要读旧约里面的四处的地方。
Yeah, the first place is Genesis chapter 6:5-6. We already read.
第一处是创世纪第六章第五第六节，我们已经读过了。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, that is at the time of Noah.
弟兄姊妹，那是挪亚的时代。
Now we remember that God, when God created man,
我们记得当神造人的时候，
God had a glorious purpose for them.
神为他们有一个荣耀的旨意。
God says not only two things. One, man was created according to his own image.
第一件事乃是人是照着他的形象造。
What that means is the noble character, the noble character of God, the holy character of God, this man can have.
他的意思乃是神里面的尊贵的特性、性格还有他的性情是已经放在人里。
Yeah, and he wants his people, the man he created, to be as holy, as good as he.
他盼望他所造的人能够像他一样的圣洁，像他自己一样。
And another thing is God gave a great responsibility to man.
另外一件事呢，是神把一个极大的责任托付给人。
Everything in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面的每一件事情。
Trees and birds and everything.
那里的树那些鸟
and the whole creation,
整个受造
it's the responsibility of man,
都是神托付给人的职责
Men, Adam and Eve are supposed to rule over everything.
亚当和夏娃他们照理是应该来管理万有
So it's a great responsibility.
这是一个极大的责任
And a great image.
这也是一个极美的形象
Right. See, our image is supposed to the image of God.
这个形象应该是神的本性
yeah, Because he created us according to that.
因为神是照着他自己的性情来造
And he also gave us a great responsibility.
然后他就给我们一个极大的责任
Thank the Lord when we look at the history.
感谢神当我们回顾历史
At the time of Abel.
当我们看见亚伯的时代
Got a wonderful brother.
他是一个非常好的弟兄。
And when we look at the time of Enoch,
我们看见以诺
wonderful brother,
他也是一个好弟兄。
And we come to the time of Noah,
来到挪亚
wonderful brother,
也是好弟兄。
But on the other hand,
但是另一面
we also have a brother by the name of Cain.
我们也看见了有一个弟兄叫做该隐。
The Cain, he doesn't really care about God.
该隐呢他并不在乎神。
He, whatever God said, he would find a way to say no.
不管神说什么他都能够找到一个方式一个借口说不。
He's not happy with the Lord.
他对主呢他不喜欢主。
That's just a symptom of a lot of people at that time.
那他呢是代表在那个时代许多人身上的症状。
So, when we come to the time of Noah,
所以当我们来到挪亚的时代
and then the Lord said, you know, the people's heart intent is full of evil.
所以在圣经上面告诉我们说神的心呢神看见了地上的罪恶很大。
Yeah, and the man's heart are full of bad intent, evil intent.
人的心思意念所想的尽都是恶。
So finally, a flood came that wiped them all out.
所以最后洪水来了就毁灭了所有的人。
Thank God, there, at that time, there was a righteous person by the name of Noah.
感谢神在那时代有一个义人就是挪亚。
God started to do new things.
所以神借着他来重新做新的事。
So when we read this Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, we see God's heart is grieved.
所以我们在创世纪第六章第五第六节里面看见为着那个时代神的心忧伤。
Yeah. And then, so that's the Genesis 6. And then later, when we come to the time of Moses.
然后我们从创世纪往前走来到摩西的时代。
Yeah. And Moses, when we look at the Hebrews chapter 3 verse 9.
我们读到希伯来书第三章第九节在摩西的时代是怎样。
Yeah. Okay. I just want to read one verse.
我只要读一节的经文。
3:9.Let me see. Okay, 8 and 9. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years.
第八、第九节，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒，试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有40年之久。
So, dear brothers and sisters, why would God's heart grieve?
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹，为什么神的心伤痛呢？
Because his own people.
因为他自己的百姓。
You know, the Lord brought people out of Egypt.
神把以色列人从埃及带出。
Now, in the wilderness.
来到了旷野。
His mind, his purpose is to bring them into Canaan right away.
他的心意和他的目的乃是立刻就把他们带进应许的地。
So they were in Egypt before.
之前他们是在埃及。
They were in slavery.
他们在那里做奴隶。
But the more serious thing, they had no chance to really serve their own God.
更严重的，他们根本没有机会好好的来侍奉神。
So the Lord brought them through Moses into wilderness.
所以神借着摩西把他们带出来，带到旷野。
But immediately,
但是立刻
the Israelites, many of them, would just say, "We want to go back."
以色列人几乎是许多所有的以色列人都说，我们要回去。
Yeah. So again and again.
所以一再的。
And then, so the second year, the Lord Jehovah find that it's impossible for these people to go into Canaan.
所以第二次主说这些百姓没有希望可以进迦南。
The second year.
在第二年的时候。
Yeah. So then the Lord put his expectation on the next generation.
所以主把他的期望放在下一代。
So 40 years later, they are ready, they enter into Canaan.
40年之后他们才预备好了可以进迦南。
But then these 40 years is a painful thing to God.
但是这40年对神来讲是难过的40年。
I brought my people out.
我把我的百姓带出来。
Their heart is still back there.
但是他们的心仍然在埃及。
I want them to go into Canaan.
我盼望他们进入迦南。
Land of milk and honey.
在那里是牛奶与蜜之
地。And they can serve God freely.
他们可以在那里自由的侍奉。
They can be a blessing to other people.
他们可以成为其余万民的祝福。
But their heart is back in Egypt.
但是他们的心却回到埃及。
And then here, the Hebrew says, you have tried me and tested me for 40 years.
在希伯来书这里讲到你们的祖宗试我探我40年之久。
So this is the reason God's heart is painful.
这就是神心中痛苦的一个原因。
So this is that time.
这是在那个时代。
Now, the reason I'm saying I'm reviewing these things to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我为什么这样说的原因是什么？
Because you may hear some people say that God is never painful.
你可能听见一些人说神的心永远不会痛苦。
And God never suffer.
他永远不会受苦。
Because whatever he wants, he get done.
因为只要他要事情就成就。Yeah.
Whatever he said, things established.
他说有就有。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
unless you see his pain, unless you see his suffering, you wouldn't really appreciate him.
若是我有一天我们看见神真正的在痛苦在忧伤，我们开始会感激神。
And then you start to see these people over the generation.
然后我们看见历世历代神的百姓。
Yeah. So for example, come to the time of Daniel.
我们再来到了但以理的时代。
Yeah. Daniel, when Daniel was is in theIn the palace of Nebuchadnezzar.
当但以理在尼布撒贾尼撒王的王宫里的时候
，He was exiled actually before he was 20 years old.
在他二十岁还不到二十岁之前，他就被掳了。
He spent all 70 years in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar first and Darius later.
他用七十年之久在尼布贾尼撒的王朝。一直到了大力乌王的王朝。
And then the 70th 70th year, King Cyrus said, you people, the Jewish people, you can go back to Jerusalem.
到了被掳70年为满的时候，古列王下诏说，神的百姓，凡是被神激动的，可以回耶路撒冷去。
You know, when Daniel was in the palace,
当丹以理在王宫中，
he had to serve Nebuchadnezzar.
他不得不服侍尼布
甲。He had to serve Darius.
他不得不服侍大力乌王。
And he actually served them with his whole effort.
他实际上是尽心竭力的服侍他。
He was their best servant.
他是这王最好的仆人。
He was their best minister.
他是他最好的大臣。
But in the meantime, every day, he opened his window toward Jerusalem and prayed to his God in heaven.
但是同时，他每一天，他都回到家，打开朝向耶路撒冷的窗户，向天上的神呼求祷告。
And these kings knew that.
这些王都知道这件事。
But the wonder is they all respected him.
但是很稀奇的，他们都敬重他。
They all respected his God.
他们都敬重他所侍奉的神。
Although there are people who want to kill him.
虽然有人要害他，要杀他。
And the kings protected him.
但是这王却保护他。
So coming to the 30th year, the 70th year.
所以来到被掳70年之后。
They were supposed to go back.
他们应该回去了。
And then, Daniel put on his sackcloth.
然后但以理明白了这件事，他就披麻蒙灰。
He went to his own room.
他回到自己的房间。
Pray to God.
向神祷告。
Well, I just want to read, a few verses there. The Daniel chapter 9.
我想读但以理书第九章的几节。
Verse 4-6. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession, and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, and with those who keep his commandment.
我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求。我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪说，主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments.
我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章。
Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke your name to our kings and our princes and our fathers and all the people of the land.
没有听从你仆人众先知，奉你名向我们君王、首领、列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。
And verse 7, O Lord, righteousness belong to you.But to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those near and far, in all countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you.
主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的，因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民，并以色列众人，或在近处，或在远处，被你赶到各国的人都得罪了你，正如今日一样。
Brothers and sisters, did God's heart suffer?
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见神的心在受苦。
And this is Daniel's prayer.
这就是但以理的祷告。
You know, it seems to me that he has deposited this whole prayer.Over 70 years.
对我而言，我感觉好像这70年就是但以理的祷告。
He never had a chance to really pray to God. To review the history of his people.
他好像一直没有机会向神在祷告中来回顾神百姓过去的历史。
He's saying, Lord, I'm really sorry.
他跟神说 我非常亏欠。
We are really sorry.
我们实在得罪了。
You know, our kings, our rulers.
我们的君王，我们的官长。
Our fathers.
我们的列祖。
Us ourselves.
甚至包含我们自己。
We all sin against you.
我们都得罪了。
Over the years, you have sent your prophets to warn us.
在过去的历年来，你打发先知来警告我。
You have sent your prophets to correct us.
你打发先知来归正我。
We never listen.
但是我们从来没有听过。
But now, Lord.
主啊，现在。
The chance is given to us to go back.
你给我们机会回去。
Now, Lord, because of your righteousness, and because of your mercy.
主啊，因着你的公义和你的怜悯。
Now, no matter how bad we were before.
不管我们从前是何等的坏。
Lord, this is your mountain.
主啊，这是你的圣山。
And this is your city.
这是你的城。
This is your people.
这是你的百姓。
Lord, bring us back.
主啊，求你领我们归回。
So give us another chance.
给我们另一次的机会。
To live for your glory.
让我们为你的荣耀。
That your glory may shine in your own sanctuary.
让你的荣耀从你的圣所发射出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is Daniel's prayer.
这就是但以理的祷告。
I thank the Lord that the grief of the Lord, there are people who know.
我们感谢主。神心中的伤痛，现在他的百姓明白了。
Yeah, and Daniel.
在但以理的身上。
Yeah. So, I thank the Lord for that.
那弟兄姊妹，为此我们感谢神。
So, brothers and sisters, when you read these things, you know that God's heart did suffer.
弟兄姊妹们，当你真正明白神确实为我们而伤痛。
And suffer at the Noah's time.
在挪亚的时代很忧伤。
And suffer at Moses' time.
在摩西的时代他伤痛。
And suffer at Daniel's time.
在但以理的时代他同样的忧伤。
Isaiah actually gave it a very short summary.
以赛亚给我们一个非常简洁的总括。
And Isaiah chapter 1.
在以赛亚书第一章里面。
Verse 2 and 3.
在第二节第三节。
So Isaiah said this, the Lord Jehovah said.
以赛亚在那里传讲说耶和华我们的神如此说。
Said, I have brought up my people.
我养育我的儿女长大。
But they have rebelled against me.
但是他们竟背逆我。
An ox knows his master.
牛认识他的主人。
And the donkey knows the master's crib.
驴也认识主人的槽。
But my people don't know.
但是我的百姓以色列人却不认识我。
But my people don't want to consider.
我的民一点都不留意。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
First chapter, first, second and third verse of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第一章的第二、第三节里面。
Saying, God says that I have brought up my people, but they don't know me.
在这里神告诉我们说我把我的儿女养大成人。
And they don't know me.
但是他们却不认识。
They don't even want to know me.
他们甚至根本不想认识。
They don't want to consider.
他们根本不留意。
Ox knows his master.
牛认识他的主人。
My people don't want to know me.
但是我的百姓却不想认识。
Donkey knows the crib, the master's crib.
驴认识他主人的槽。
But my people don't want to consider.
但是我的百姓却根本不留意。
This is the beginning of Isaiah.
这就是以赛亚开头的话。
Six chapters later.
六章之后。
And coming to the sixth chapter.
来到以赛亚书第六章。
At that time, a good king just died.
在那时候一个好的王刚刚过世。
Yeah, King Uzziah just died.
就是乌西亚王崩的那一年。
And then Isaiah went to the temple.
以赛亚那一天他去了圣殿。
He saw.The Lord Jehovah seated high on the throne.
他看见 神我们的主高高的坐在宝座上。
And the Lord said, who I can send?
他主在那里说，问他们自己说，我们可以差遣谁呢？
And then Isaiah said, send me.
以赛亚说，请差遣我。
And then the Lord said, you know, these people, you're going to talk to them, but you're going to make their heart heavy, you're going to make their ear not able to hear, make their eyes not able to see.
神就告诉以赛亚说，你去告诉这百姓，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓的心蒙死由耳朵发沉。
Right. It sounds like God wants Isaiah to make the people not able to hear, not able to see.
这听起来好像是神使得他的百姓们没有心也没有眼睛可以看。
But if you keep reading on, God didn't mean that.
但是你再读下去，你发现这根本不是神的意思。
And then when you come to the New Testament, this particular verse was quoted at least twice.
在新约里面我们看见这一段的经文至少被引用了两次。
And then every place it means that people don't want to listen.
而每一次那里出现的时候，都是他的意思都是百姓们根本不要听。
They don't want to see, they don't want to hear.
他们不要看见，他们也不要听见。
You know what Isaiah said?
你知道以赛亚说什么呢？
Lord, how long?
所以以赛亚就问神说，这要到几时呢？
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Now here, God's heart was so heavy.
在这里神的心何等的沉重。
My people don't want to listen.
我的百姓根本不想听。
I'm sending you over, but nobody's going to listen to you.
我把你打发去，但是没有一个人要听你讲话。
And Isaiah says, Lord, how long?
所以以赛亚难过，他就问神说，这要到几时呢？
So, dear brothers and sisters, I think we see that God's heart oftentimes, so long and so often, God's heart is pain.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见许多的时候，常常的我们看见神的心是在痛苦。
But the wonder is, there are people who sense that.
但是很稀奇的就是没有什么人真的感觉到这个。
They are people.
哦，有一些人他们感觉到这件事。
Yeah, at Isaiah's time, it's called the remnant.
在以赛亚的时代呢，这些人被称作余民。
Yeah, but no matter what, there were people who sense that.
但是不管怎么样，情况局面如何，总有一些人感觉到。
And it's so important to them, it changes their life.
这件事情对他们来讲变得非常的重要，以至于改变了他们的生命。
So they rose up and went with the Lord.
所以他们就起来跟从主。
And then they suffered with him.
他们就与主一同受苦。
So, brothers and sisters, this is basically what I'm trying to say up there.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我在这个投影片上面所要说的事。
So,Why God suffered?
所以我们看为什么神受苦呢？
Says God suffered because he loved his people.
神因为爱他的百姓，所以他受苦。
And God suffered because he has a glorious purpose for them.
神受苦，因为神为着他的百姓有一个荣耀的目的。
Yeah. And then God suffered because his people's heart is not with him.
人受苦是因为他百姓的心远离他。
Their sin, their sins.
他们的罪使他们远离神。
And their idolatry.
他们拜偶像。
And their apathy.
还有他们的刚硬。
It means they're cold. They're really cold to God.
告诉我们说他们向着神是非常冷淡的。
And just as Isaiah said, you know, my people, they don't consider.
就好像以赛亚说的，我的百姓不明白，他们也不留意。
Yeah. And then also idolatry.
并且他们拜偶像。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes when we think about idolatry, we think about the statue.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们想到拜偶像，我们就看到外面的一个雕塑。
But brothers and sisters, over time, the idolatry is actually in the heart.
弟兄姊妹们，但是真正许多时候呢，偶像乃是在我们心里面。
And we want to be rich.
我们要有钱，要富有。
Present day.
在今天这个时代。
I remember, when I grew up in school,
我记得当我还在读书成长的时代。
Yeah, and then I read on the news, there were, it's people say that before I'm 30 years old, I want to be a millionaire.
啊，那个时候有很多年轻人说，在我30岁以前，我就要成为百万富翁。
And then a lot of people did.
很多人真的成就了那个。
And they say, when I become rich, then I'm going to make some donation to the church.
啊，有人就说，当我有钱了，我就会奉献一些给教会。
And sisters, when you think that way,
弟兄姊妹们，当你存着这样的心意，
that's idol.
那是偶像。
When you have that, you're not going to consider the suffering of the Lord.
当你有这样的心的时候，你就不可能去留意主所受的苦。
Right. You will not pay attention. You will not consider the suffering of the Lord.
我们根本不会留意，不会去思想主所受的痛苦。
And then the Lord goes this way.You go the other way.
那么主这样走，我却走另外一条。
I'm talking about the heart.
这是我们心的问题啊。
The Lord goes this way, I go the other way.
当主走这条路的时候，我就走另外一条。
There's no chance that you will understand the Lord.
那么你根本不可能会明白认识神。
And also, you don't allow the Lord to understand you.
你也不可能让主来明白，来认识你。
So this is the condition of God's people.
这就是历史上面以色列百姓们的光景。
The wonder is God never gave up his.
但是稀奇的是，神却从来没有因此而放弃他的百姓。
Yesterday I had this idol in my heart.
昨天
I had this idol in my heart.
在我心里面有这样的偶像。
But today the Lord woke me up.
但是今天主使我觉醒。
Yeah, so that I can see, you know, his love.I can see his purpose.
所以我能够看见他的生命，我能看见他的生命。
And I can see the value of his suffering.
我能看见他受苦的价值。
And I can walk with him.
所以我能够回转来与神同行。
And he can call me his friend.
他能够称我做他的朋友。
So this is, thank the Lord, he never gave people up.
所以感谢主，神从来没有放弃。
Now, I am going to look at a few people in history which you are all very familiar with.
我要从旧约的历史中看几个人物是大家所熟悉的。
And I only look at it from the point of view of suffering of the Lord.
我要从主的苦难、主的受苦这一个角度来看这些人。
To note that these are the people who noticed.That God suffered.
来明白这些人他们留意到神在为我们受苦。
And because of that, their life was changed.
因着这个觉醒他们的生命改变。
And because of that, they became a blessing to everybody around them.
因此他们变成他们周围所有人的祝福。
And also, I'm only going to mention a couple of points in their life.
我也要从他们的人生中看几个点。
Yeah, and not the whole thing, not the whole thing.
不是看他们全部的人生。
Right. And then when you really see that, when you really look at that, you discover one thing.
当我们真的这样来看的时候，我们会发现一件事情。
So those who suffer with the Lord,
那些与主一同受苦的人，
they love God.
他们爱神。
And then they also saw the pain in his heart.
并且他们看见了在神心中的那个痛苦。
And also they were drawn to his wonderful purpose.
他们被神那美妙的旨意所吸引。
Yeah, and then they woke up. I mean, they rose up and walked with the Lord.
所以他们醒过来，他们起来与主同行。
The whole different, whole new life.
他们完全成了另一个人，有了新的生活。
Of course, it's not easy.
当然是不容易。
They have to suffer with the Lord.
他们必须要与主一同受苦。
But the wonder is, brothers and sisters.
但是所稀奇的弟兄姊妹们。
All along the line, the Lord's presence is with them.
在他们的一生，神的同在一直随着他。
And the Lord actually showed them his own glory.
而且到结局的时候，神将他的荣耀显示给他。
Yes. And actually not only...At the very end, of course, at the very end, but then even along the way, the Lord will show them his own smile.
当然在最 结, 树的时候，但是他们的一生的道路上面，他们都看见神的效果。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just history.
弟兄姊妹们，这不仅仅是历史。
And I think if you review, we think back, reflect on our own experience with the Lord, that's exactly the same.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一同来回顾的时候，让我们看见呢，这确实是每一个人身上都相同的。
Yeah, we don't have to dream of a Damascus encounter with the Lord. We don't have to dream of that.
我们不要天天梦想的像扫罗一样在大马色的门口那样的经历。
Just walk with him.
只要与他同行。
Just think and know what his heart's desire is.
只要我们能够留意并且明白他心中所要的。
And just know where he suffered. How he suffered.
我们能够晓得他的苦楚，他如何受苦。
In the New Testament, there's a word is called "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God."
在新约圣经里面讲，不要叫圣灵担忧。
Yeah. So in this whole thing, you know that the Holy Spirit could grieve.
所以在这整个事情中间，可能我们会叫圣灵担忧。
Yeah. In the Old Testament, you know God's heart grieved.
我们知道，在旧约时代，神的心里面为我们忧伤。
Now in the New Testament time, that just apply to us, the Spirit of the Lord could grieve because of us.
在新约圣经里面，这个话用在我们身上，我们可能叫住在我们里面的圣灵担忧。
So if we are sensitive to that,
所以我们对这件事如果敏锐的话
，we live a different life.
我们会过一个不同的生活。
And thank the Lord, we'll be so close to the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，我们不是对于圣灵是那样的冷淡。
Yeah, we will be very close to the Holy
Spirit. 我们可以对圣灵呢非常的亲近。
Yeah, just as Apostle Paul says, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
正好像使徒保罗讲的，在圣灵里面有交通。
Yeah. So, I think I want to just go look at some people in the Old Testament time.
所以我想和弟兄姊妹一同看看旧约里面的一些人物。
And we'll go as many as we go. Kind of slowly.
我要慢慢的。
Yeah. And can we look at the slide of Abraham?
我们看一下亚伯拉罕的这个投影。
Number two. Okay. Here is Abraham from when he was 70 years old to the time he went to the Lord at 175.
我们知道亚伯兰开始跟随主大概是70岁的时候。
Yeah.
他在175岁他离世与主同在。
Right. And we all know that at the age of 100, he had this Isaac king.
我们知道他在100岁的时候他得着了所应许的以撒。
And we also know that around when Isaac was a teenager, I don't know, I suppose it's when he's 15 years. So when Abraham is 115 years, roughly,
我们也知道在以撒还没有成年的时候，我猜想大概在15岁的时候，他顺服神把以撒献给神。
And at 140 years old, Isaac was at a time to be married.
在亚伯拉罕140岁的时候，他为以撒娶了妻子。
Yeah. And then 185 years old, Abraham went to the Lord.
在175岁的时候，亚伯拉罕他离世与主同在。
Yeah, I just want to talk about two things.
我只要在他的一生里面指出两个点。
One thing is about this word.
第一件事乃是神的话。
关于 word. 关于 word.
关于 word.
Yeah, word. And the second thing is about the Isaac's marriage.
第二件事是关于以撒的婚姻。
Now, Ur, and as we read from the Genesis chapter 6, we know that 10 generations ahead of Abraham was Noah's time.
我们知道在亚伯关于乌尔这个城呢，在那亚伯拉罕之前，在挪亚的时代。
Yeah, that's about 10 generations ahead of them.
他们中间呢相隔了十代。
So we know that at Noah's time, the people just, the whole generation was so corrupted.
在挪亚的时代，那整一个世代都已经败坏。
And we know, we also know that after Noah, in between Noah and Abraham, there was this Tower of Babel.
我们也知道，在挪亚和亚伯拉罕时代这中间就有了巴别塔。
And the people say, we want to build for ourselves a tower.
那时候人们说，我们要为自己建了一个高塔。
And it's as tall as heaven.
要使它高达于天。
Now we want to broadcast our own name.
我们要来显扬我们自己的名。
God's heart was so grieved.
神的心非常的忧伤。
So at Noah's time, God's heart was so grieved.
在挪亚的时代，神的心忧伤。
And the time they built the Tower of Babel, and that God's heart was so grieved.
在人建造巴别塔的时候，神的心是那样的。
And then Abraham's fathers, they live in war.
然后呢，我们就看见亚伯拉罕他的父亲，他们是住在乌尔。
Yeah, and the book of Joshua, chapter 24, when Joshua, the last word to his people.
在约书亚记24章，约书亚最后向以色列百姓所说的话。
He said, you know, Abraham's fathers, when they live in war, they serve foreign gods.
在那里，约书亚说到，亚伯拉罕的父亲，他拉住在乌尔的时候，他们是在拜外邦的神。
So this is the background of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的背景。
And then the wonderful thing is, according to Acts chapter 7, Stephen.
但是稀奇的是，我们看见照着新约使徒行传第七章斯提凡的见证说道。
And God of glory appeared to Abraham.
荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
Yeah, when Abraham was in the Mesopotamia before he moved to Haran.
当时亚伯拉罕还住在米索波大米，还没有到迦南地之前。
Yeah, that's Ur.
那就是乌尔。
So the Lord, God of glory appeared to him.
在那里荣耀的神向他显现。
So you leave your father's house, you leave your own country to a place I'm going to point to you.
并且向他说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要领你去的地。
So God of glory is compared with the darkness of the place.
所以神的荣耀和那个地方的黑暗之间做一个对比。
Yeah, it's a great contrast.
是一个极大的对比。
And God's burden is call him out.
神心中的负担是召他出来。
Yeah, out of that place. Out of your father's house.
你要从你的父家那个黑暗之地出来。
Yeah, come to a place I'm going to point you.
来到一个我要指示你的地方。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the contrast between darkness and glory.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是那个黑暗和荣耀之间的一个显明的对照。
That's Ur.
那就是乌尔。
Ur is a place where God's heart is grieved.
乌尔乃是象征着神的心忧伤。
So Abraham knew that.
亚伯拉罕开始明白这件事。
So Abraham actually decided to go out.
所以
go with the Lord.
亚伯拉罕他就决定他要出来跟随主。
So this is the beginning of Abraham.
这就是亚伯兰的开始。
It's not easy.
这不容易。
The land of Canaan, when he got in, immediately they got famine.
好，我们看见当他进到迦南地，立刻他就遇见了饥荒。
So, brothers and sisters, it's not easy for Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹们，对亚伯拉罕而言呢，这并不太容易。
But he decided.
但是他决定
go out with God.
他要与神，跟随神。
He decided to leave Ur.
他决定他要离开乌尔。
To leave a place.To leave generations that grieve God's heart.
他要离开那个历世历代叫神忧伤的地方。
He wants to go with the glorious God.
他要与荣耀的神同行。
To pursue the purpose that God set for him.
来追求神为他预备的目的。
Now, brothers and sisters, the next time the Ur appear in a serious way is in Hebrews.
弟兄姊妹们， 乌尔这个地再一次的出现在一个非常严肃的环境，就是在希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书第11章里面。
Now, this is the Lord talks about not only Abraham, but Sarah, but Isaac, but Jacob.
在这里不仅讲到亚伯拉罕，也讲到撒拉，讲到以撒和雅各。
See, they live in a tent in Canaan, in the land of Canaan.
他们在迦南地成为住帐篷的。
Yeah, there's no property. They have nothing.
他们在那里没有产业，什么都没有。
If they can go back to where they came from, they can.
如果他们要回到他们所出来的地方，他们可以回去。
But the Bible says they don't want to go back.
但是圣经告诉我们说他们不愿意回去。
They desire a better country which is in heaven.
因为他们羡慕盼望在天上为他们预备那更美的家乡。
So God is not ashamed to be called their God.
所以神被称为他们的神也不以为耻。
For he has prepared for them a city.
因为神已经为他们预备了一座城。
That city is a city with foundation.
那是一座有根基的城。
Yeah, built and made by God.
是神所亲自经营所建造。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, the heart journey of Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们就看见亚伯拉罕他的心路的历程。
There is a place. There is a history.
有一个历史。
It is the heart of God.
有一个历史，那个地方是叫神的心忧伤痛苦。
And then Abraham decided not to go back there.
那么亚伯拉罕呢，他就决定再不回去了。
Sarah won't go back there.
撒拉也不回去。
And Isaac won't go back there.
以撒也不要回去。
And Jacob won't go back there.
雅各也不要回去。
And they look for a better country which is in heaven.
因为他们仰望等候更美的家乡。
God prepared for them a city.
神为他们预备了一座城。
So this is what we see about this war.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们看见关于那个乌尔的故事。
Abraham decided not to go back to a place where grieved God's heart.
亚伯拉罕决定定义他再不要回到叫神伤痛的那个地方。
He wants to go to a place where with God's glory is there.
他要进到一个地方，在那里可以看见遇见神的荣耀。
Now about his son.
关于他的儿子。
Now he waited. And when he was 100 years old, God gave him Isaac.
等候直到他100岁的时候，神把这个儿子赐给他。
And then God says, I'm going to have a covenant with you. I'm going to have a covenant with Isaac.
那么神就告诉亚伯拉罕说，我要与你立约，我也要与你的儿子以撒立约。
And that's actually very specific because God has decided not to have a covenant with Ishmael. God wants to have a covenant with Isaac.
在那里很清楚的，我们看见神定义呢，他不要与以实玛利立约，但是他要与以撒立约。
So when Isaac was a teenager, God told Abraham, bring him to the mountain.
所以以撒还在少年时期的时候，神就告诉亚伯拉罕说，你带他到我指定你的山上去，把他献为燔祭。
Offer to me as a burnt offering.
把他献为，为我把他献为燔祭。
I think to Abraham was very hard. I think to Abraham it was very hard.
我想这对亚伯拉罕来讲呢，好像是很难的。
You know, this Isaac I love and you love.
这一个以撒乃是他所爱，也是神所爱。
And then you actually have a covenant with him.
并且你实际上也要与他立约的。
And now if he became a burnt offering and died, what about this covenant?
如果我把他献为燔祭，他死了，那么关于你的约将来怎么办？
So it's very hard for him.
所以对他来讲，这是很难的。
But Abraham brought him to walk for 3 days.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕却带着以撒他们同行。
Yeah. And then when he got there.
当他们来到摩利亚山。
And then set up the altar.
他筑好了坛。
It was just about to cut.
他正要动手来杀以撒的时候。
And God said stop.
神说住手。
Now I know that now you honor my purpose.
我知道你 是确实敬畏我，敬畏我的旨意。
Yeah. And then the Lord actually prepared a ram in the woods.
神已经为他预备好了，在草丛，在丛小树中预备了一只公羊。
Yeah. For substitute.
来代替。
So burnt offering was offered, but not out of Isaac, but out of this ram.
所以燔祭确实是献上的，不是献上以撒，乃是献上神所预备的那只公羊羔。
But on the other hand, did Abraham offer Isaac? He did.
但是另一面来讲，亚伯拉罕是不是献上了以撒呢？确实他献。
So from that point on, brother and sister, Isaac not only belonged to Abraham, it belonged to God.
所以从那一个点上我们看见以撒呢不仅仅是亚伯拉罕的，他更是属神的。
Yeah. And then the Lord says, you know, the nations will be blessed because of him.
然后神就告诉亚伯拉罕说，地上的万国必因他而得福。
So that is something, I think, to Abraham was just total amazed.
我想因着这个事情，对于亚伯拉罕来讲，他实在是心里面非常的惊异。
There were two things.
两件事。
I offer my son, but God put a substitute.
我献上我的儿子，但是神却为我儿子预备了代替。
And he gave the son back to me.
他把我的儿子再还给我。
And the second thing.
第二件事。
And because of this, this son and my seed will be a blessing to nations in the whole world.
就是因着这一个儿子的第二件事情，还有他的后裔，就是指的那一个后裔，万国都要因他们。
So dear brothers and sisters, this covenant is not made good by Abraham or by Isaac. This covenant is made good by God. Was made good by God.
所以这一个约呢，不是因为亚伯拉罕或者以撒而成立的，乃是神自己亲自坚定的。
Yeah. And then when Abraham was 140 years old, when he's going to find a wife for this Isaac.
在亚伯拉罕140岁的时候，他为他的儿子要预备一个心腹。
And his servant says, you know, I go to find, if I can find a very good maid, but she doesn't want to come back to Canaan, can I bring Isaac?
他的仆人要出发前问亚伯拉罕，如果我遇见一个女子，但是她却不愿意来，我能不能把你的儿子带到那里去？
Abraham said, no, absolutely not.
亚伯拉罕说不，绝对不能。
You know, you have to swear, you don't do that.
你必须要起誓，你不能这样做。
Brother and sister, because he knows that Isaac belongs here. Belongs to Canaan. Belongs to where God set them to be.
因为他知道以撒呢属于神所应许，神定规他要在的地方，就是迦南。
So Isaac's marriage can wait.
那么以撒的这个婚姻可以等。
But God's purpose cannot be compromised.
但是神的目的却不能妥协。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
This is a man. Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕这个人。
He knew the heart of God.
他认识了神的心。
He knew God's suffering.
他明白了神所受的苦。
He knew what God wants.
他知道神要什么。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
The Bible says, the Lord considered him as a friend.
圣经上面就为他做见证说神认亚伯拉罕为他的
朋友。What does friend mean? What does friend mean?
弟兄姊妹们，朋友他意味着什么呢？
Friend means that you know my heart, I know your heart.
做朋友乃是彼此知道对方的心意。
And God considered Abraham to be one that's like that.
神就认亚伯拉罕像一个这样的。
And the other thing.
另外一件事。
At the early part, God appeared to Abraham, said, I am your shield.
在亚伯拉罕的早年的跟从主的日子中，有一次神向他显现说，我是你的盾牌。
And I am your exceedingly great reward.
我是你最大的赏赐。
Dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we think about reward, we think about a lot of money.
许多时候我们想到的奖赏就是得着许多的金钱。
Or feather on the head.
或者我们
a crown or something.
头上我们可以有羽毛做酋长或者戴一个冠冕。
And then the Lord says, I am your reward.
但是神却告诉亚伯拉罕说我要做你的赏赐。
So dear brothers and sisters, all these people that we consider.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要思想的所有这些人物。
God is their reward.
神乃是他们的赏赐。
That means, if you look to me, I'm there.
如果
if you look to me, I'm there.
如果你寻找我我永远在这里。
Yes, I'm always be with you.
我一直与你同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, what glory means?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们荣耀是什么意思
?Glory not only make something big over there that happened eventually.
荣耀不是一件很大的事情或者将来终究要出现。
Glory is He is our reward.
荣耀乃是神自己成为我的奖赏。
Every day.
每一天。
Every moment.
每一个时刻。
Every time we need him.
每一次我们与他相交。
Even every time we mess up.
甚至有的时候我们需要他的时候我们失败的时候。
Yeah, when we come to him.
当我们来到他面前。
He's always there.
他一直在那。
When we turn back from our failure, his smile. We see his smile.
当我们从我们的失败中回转的时候我们看见他的笑脸。
Brothers and sisters, this, I believe, is the glory that we see every day.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我想要说的，我们每天可以看见的神的荣耀。
For Abraham, the Lord says, I am your exceedingly great reward.
所以神向亚伯拉罕说，我要做你极大的赏赐。
Now, let's turn to Moses.
然后我们来看摩西。
You know, Moses, I only want to mention two things.
关于摩西我也只要提两件事情。
You know, Moses, when he was 80 years old, he, in the thorn bush, the Lord appeared to him.
摩西在他80岁的时候神在荆棘火焰中向他显现。
So, the Lord sent him to Egypt to brought his people out.
所以神差遣摩西回到埃及去带领他的百姓出来。
So the first year in the wilderness.
在旷野的第一年。
It's the people very, very difficult.
对于百姓来讲他们非常的艰难。
And they are difficult, and for Moses is also very difficult.
对摩西来讲也是非常的难。
Yeah, everybody, they want to eat, 黄瓜韭菜。
每一个人都回想要吃黄瓜和韭菜。
Yeah, and they think about the waters, the, you know, the pastures in the pasture land in Egypt. They want to go back to Egypt.
他们回想到在埃及地的美好的水草和的风雨。
And they have every kind of complaint.
所以他们有各式各样的抱怨。
Number 11.
到了民数记第11章。
Yeah. And then,The Moses told the Lord, you know, these people are so difficult.
摩西向神祷告说带这些百姓真难。
Yeah, this is the first year.
这是他们出埃及的第一年。
Remember, one year ago, Moses was just tending sheep.
我们知道在那之前的前一年呢摩西还在米甸的旷野。
Every sheep listened to him.
而这些羊都听他的话。
The every Israelites won't listen to him.
但是所有的以色列人没有一个人听他的话。
So Moses told the Lord, you know, you want me to take care of them, each one of them.
所以主对摩西对主祷告说主啊你要我来照顾他们每一个人。
I can't handle it.
他说我根本没有办法。
Now you want me to carry them in my bosom.As me, you want me to be a nursing father.
你要我把他们抱在怀里面，好像养育他们的父亲一样。
No, it's too hard for me.
主啊，对我而言这太难了。
Why don't you just kill me?
你为什么不把我杀了呢？
You know, the Lord didn't, of course, didn't kill him.
当然，主没有杀了摩西。
The Lord actually arranged somebody else to help him.
我们看见主就安排了其他的人来帮助他。
I think that the the reason of Moses wrote it in number 11 because he remembered that so well.
我想啊，摩西所以能够写下民数记第十一章啊，因为在摩西的记忆中是非常的深刻。
You know, the, what he said, the Lord, you know, you want me to hold people in my bosom. You want me to be like a nursing father and sister. That's exactly what Lord Jehovah did himself.
弟兄姊妹，当摩西这样抱怨说，你要我把他们抱在怀里，如养育他们的父亲一样，摩西做不到，但是呢，确实就是神在做的事情。
Remember? In the, I think it's in the Isaiah chapter 45 or 46, somewhere like that.
在以赛亚书第四十六章，
我忘了，四十六，the 46.
在以赛亚书第四十六。
The Lord says, you know, you Israelites, my people.
说你们以色列百姓。
Yeah, I hold you in my bosom since you were born.
从你们出生，我就怀揣宝宝你们。
And then toward the, and until the day your hair became white.
直到你们年老发白，我还是抱着你。
I hold you in my bosom.
我把你们抱在我的怀中。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
This is what, Moses realized.
这件事情让摩西开始明白领会。
God so loved his people.
神何等的爱这一辈。
So patient to his people.
这样子。对他们有耐心。
Dear brother and sister, this is how Moses treated people since that time.
弟兄姊妹们，从那一次事件以后，摩西就这样的对待以色列百姓。
The second thing.
第二天。
You know, from the most, the Israelites don't want to, that their hearts are back in Egypt.
以色列人呢，我们看见他们一直想要回埃及去。
Yeah. And then the second year.
第二年。
You know, when 12 spies went in and then came out.
当摩西打发十二个探子去，十个回来。
Yeah, the 10 came out to say that those people were giants. It's not possible for us to go in.
回来中间的有十个人，他们说那个地方是非常好，但是是我们进不去的。
And this is number 14.
在民数记第十四章里。
And then they say that, you know,Why don't you let us go back to Egypt?
那时候以色列所有的百姓就发怨言说，为什么不让我们回埃及去呢？
It's actually not every Israelite, it's all the men.
不是所有的以色列人，乃是那些比较年岁大一点的人，
yeah,
男人。
Men.
男人。
Yeah, so the Lord, and then the Joshua and Caleb says, no, we should go in. God has made them our food.
但是唯有约书亚和加勒他们说，不，我们应该进去，若是耶和华与我们同在，他们好做我们的食物。
So these people want to stone Joshua and Caleb to death.
所以以色列百姓呢，这些人呢，他们就想用石头打死。
The glory of God appeared.
我们看见神的荣耀向他们显现。
Silenced everybody.
使得每一个人都安静下。
Yeah.Then the Lord realized one thing.
那么我们看见摩西他就明白一件事情。
The Lord.
到主看见一件事情。
Yeah, he realized that these people are not possible to go into land, into Canaan.
神看见这一批人呢，他们没有办法进迦南。
They cannot fulfill the purpose.
他们不能成就神的旨意。
So in the next 38 years.
所以接下来的38年。
The Lord took care of them.
神照顾他。
But then they could not go in.
但是他们却没有办法进。
And then all the men perished in the wilderness.
那一代的所有的人都在旷野倒闭了。
And then the Lord prepared the next generation to go in.
神就预备了下一代的人，他们进入迦南。
And the wonder is, the next generation, 40 years later, ready.
很稀奇的，就是在40年之后，这第二代的人，他们是预备好的。
Now,So, the Lord, in chapter 14, the Lord at his lowest point, he was so sad that his generation is not able to go in. He was so sad.
民数记第十四章好像是以色列民族历史中的一个最低点，神的心何等的忧伤， 因为这一批百姓不愿意进去，他们也不能进去。
But right there, the Lord Jehovah said.
但是就在那里，神说，耶和华神说
，As I live,
我指着我的永生启示
，Whole earth will be filled with my glory.
全地都要被我的荣耀充满。
Dear brothers and sisters, this you see the sadness in God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，从这一点，我们是不是看见神心中的忧伤？
You also see that God will never give up.
我们也看见神是永不放弃的。
The whole earth will be filled with my glory.
全地要被我的荣耀充满。
Thank the Lord, 30 years later, 38 years later.
感谢主，在38年之后。
And within the 38 years, there was Moses, there was Caleb, there was Joshua, there's the next generation.
在38年之后，我们看见摩西之后有加勒，有约书亚，有新起来的一代。
They saw the glorious harvest of God.
他们看见神荣耀的目的。
They also saw the grief in God's heart.
他们也同时看见了在神心中的伤痛。
They rose up.
所以他们起来。
Walk with him.
他们与他同行。
Got themselves ready.
他们自己预备好。
Got in.
他们就进去了。
So the Lord says, the whole earth shall be filled with my glory.
主说全地都要充满我的荣耀。
It happened.
那个事情确实发生了。
Now we know that a few years later, few years, we know that at the 40th year.
我们知道在
40th year, 第四十年。
第四十年的时候。
Yeah. And Moses, because of he hit the rock.
我们知道摩西的他去击打了磐石。
And then because he was provoked.
因为他被激怒了。
So the Lord cannot allow him to go in.
所以神呢不许可他进迦南。
Because at that point, at that particular matter, he could not represent God.
因为在那件事情上面他把神代表错了。
Yeah. So the Lord could not allow him to go into Canaan.
所以神就不许可他进迦南。
And yet the 40th year, everybody and the people have to go in.
但是在到第四十年的时候，所有的百姓都要进迦南。
So Moses had to die.
但是摩西却必须离世。
The Lord brought him to the highest mountain.
主把他带到极高的山上。
Show him the whole land of Canaan.
让他眺望整个迦南地。
And the Lord brought him down to the valley.
然后主带他到山谷。
Moses died.
摩西就死在那。
The Lord buried him.
主亲自把他埋葬。
To bury him alone.
而且是单独的埋在那。
Nobody knew where the Lord buried him.
没有一个人知道主把摩西埋在哪。
In a sense, the Lord is saying, Moses is mine.
在这件事情上面，主好像在说，摩西是属我的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see, if one sees the suffering of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，所以一个人若是看见了我们神心中的苦楚
，and consider and pay attention to it，
而我们关切、我们留意的话
，and one heart with it，
我们与他同心
，fellowship with him，
我们与他交通
，you know this person lives a different life，
这个人就可以过完全不同的生活。
And at the end， he sees the glory of the Lord，
而每一个结局，你都看见神的荣耀。
So we thank the Lord，
所以我们感谢神。
We have to end at this point，
我们必须停在这里。
Let's pray。
让我们祷告。
Lord, we really admire those people over the generations.
主啊，我们实在羡慕历世历代的那一般人。
Lord, you have created them according to your own image.
主啊，你是照着你自己的形象创造的。
And then they were very sensitive to your suffering.
他们对你所受的苦难非常的敏锐。
People don't see, but they see. people
一般的人没有看见他们所看见。
They don't feel, but they feel.
他们没有感觉的时候，但是这一般人他们感觉到。
So Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
And for that reason, there is no hindrance, there is no separation, there is no veil between them and you.
从那件事情，在他们中间与你之间没有拦阻，没有间隔，他们能够明白你的心意。
So Lord, we thank you.That you have brought them up, you have brought them on.
主啊，你我们为他们，你使他们兴起，带他们往前。
And all along their life, you show them your own smile.
在他们一生之久，你向他们显现笑脸。
And at the their end, they belong to you.
到了他们人生的结束，他们是完全属你的人。
Lord, we thank you for this encouragement to us.
主啊。为着这些所带给我们的鼓舞，我们感谢你。
Lord, may we be sensitive to your suffering.
愿我们对你的苦难，我们有感觉。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.